Good morning, and welcome back to a fresh episode of Pastor's Morning Musings. We hope you're having a great morning. This morning, Pastor Jeff will share with us another great thought from the Word of God. Pastor Jeff, where will we be musing this morning?
Good morning. Today we'll be in the book of Daniel, chapter number 1, and I'll start with just one verse, verse number 8. But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with a portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. Daniel determined in his life that he would not defile himself. He did not determine that he was going to change the way the king ate, or the culture and customs of the people who had taken him into captivity. Daniel purposed in his heart, and this purpose of heart was acted out in the actions of his everyday life. This was also evidenced as he stood before the king to give the interpretation of God for the king's dream. In chapter 2, verse 26, we read, "The king answered and said to Daniel," whose name was Belteshazzar, "Art thou able to make known unto me the dream which I have seen and the interpretation thereof?" Daniel answered in the presence of the king and said, "The secret which the king hath determined, cannot the wise men, the astrologers, the magicians, the soothsayers, show unto the king? But there is a God in heaven that revealeth secrets, and maketh known to the king Nebuchadnezzar what shall be in the latter days. Thy dream and the visions of thy head upon thy bed are these." When I think of a young man of character, I always think of Daniel. He had a purpose to his life, and he lived his life on purpose. Daniel never set out to change the world. He set out to never allow the world to change him, and in so doing, he changed the world. The energy of the empire changed not because Daniel set out to change it, but because he set out to never change. There is a quote that states, "Don't adapt to the energy in the room, influence the energy in the room." For most of us, we don't want to create waves, so we go along with the energy in the room. And at times this may be necessary. But the thought for us this morning, through the example of Daniel's life, is to set the energy for every place we enter. Bring the positive energy of our purpose of life in Christ to every place we go in life. Not setting out to change anyone else, but to never change that energy we have for our Lord. And as we do, I believe we will change or set the right energy for every place we go. Don't just jump on the bandwagon. Drive the bandwagon for the Lord and encourage others to jump on. We can change our world if we will do as Daniel did and have a purpose of our life for God and then never, never, never change.
The preceding program was produced by Dr. Jeff Harris, pastor, author, and chaplain. Please tune in again tomorrow morning for another fresh episode of Pastor's Morning Musings.